Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa is here too, and we have Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star in the studio with us talking fishing, man. It's such an exciting time when Tim is in the studio.
I love it, man. We're talking all of our favorite things. We're talking big fish fishing. We're talking local fishing, and we want to talk to you. Be us a part of Let's Talk Hookup here in the second hour. If you want to get through, this is a great opportunity. The phones have been literally packed the entire show, and we did have a phone call open during the break. There's actually a line on each line. One on our local line, that number is 858-457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. And one of our toll-free numbers is open as well. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom, you're also going to get a chance to win a pair of the very best glasses on the water, and that's a brand new pair of Maui Jims. It's the Maui Jim World Cups. It's the Marlin frame with a neutral gray lens. Of course, you get that super thin, best in the business Maui Jim glass, that great gray color, and those are courtesy of our great partners at Maui Jim. For yet another year, we're getting to talk about the very best glasses in the world, and that's Maui Jim.
Indeed, I just got the good news that Sandro and Paul Hebert are going to be at Long Beach in the Dana Landing booth, Maui Jim booth at Dana Landing, and they'll both be on our Sunday broadcast live from the Hyatt Regency there. I believe it's the 11th of March or 10th of March, something like that. They'll both be on our Sunday broadcast. It'll be a Wicked Tuna broadcast on that Sunday, March 11th, live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That was a really fun show last year with Sandro, and getting to have Paul in there in the mix too. It's going to be a really good time and a fun opportunity. There's always great prizes and great times, good questions. That's a really, really fun event every year at the Hyatt there in Long Beach.
You bet. All right, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products at work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. And with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection. Get it selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Lining Tackle, Taka's Tackle, and the Longfin. We're going to start off our catch report with the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Tim.
Mark.
So, well, guys, we got another taste of winter this week here. Lots of wind, some big swell, big conditions, tough on the outside for sure. Looks like we're going to get a little break today, and then up here in this area especially, we're going to get a big northeast later on tonight and tomorrow. So, well, it's that time of year. Again, no reports from the Outer Islands with the weather and the cod closure at Catalina. Minimal reports, again, because the weather. There is some bait to be had backside east. Just no meaningful fish reports that I gathered up. Weather's been tough, of course, on the back there. Around the front side, decent hooping to be had. There is some bonita to be caught down east. They make great lobster baits. And also take note, guys, that northeast, the big northeast, is forecast for later tonight. That front side is not the place to get stuck when it blows up 25, 30 knots like that. So watch out if you think about going hooping tonight. Also of note, a little more red crab showing up over there at the island. Be interesting to see if some of that wintertime yell finds that crab and starts puddling around on it like they often do this time of year. Keep an eye in that zone above Arrow Point up toward the west end proper for bird schools. Keep your jig stick handy. We'll see. On the coast, still some squid up in Santa Monica Bay. There's one little area just below Redondo there. Guys been catching some squid, using it to fish the kelp lines there. No yellowtail that I know of recently, but a good pick on tackle bass, sand bass, and wide open bite on sargo. Go figure. The kelp lines above Rocky has been where they've been fishing that stuff. Mostly sand bass and sculpin on hard bottom spots off Long Beach. And interesting enough, just a little hint of good news from the 150 there. I think there was a yellow or two caught out there here the other day, so maybe that stuff will get going again for the wintertime. And then offshore, this is kind of a milestone report, guys, because for 11 straight months, I've been talking about guys seeing and catching tuna, and this week breaks the streak. No tuna reports. So there are several boats out there looking today, scattered from the 60 to down outside Colnett. So hopefully those guys get that tuna fish relocated, and we'll get back on track with them tuna reports, because, man, it'd be cool to go a year straight with tuna reports. So
yeah, wouldn't
anyway, that's this week's report. And probably a good time to just do some tackle maintenance, boat maintenance, and get ready for what looks to be another outstanding season.
You bet. And fishdope.com, of course, has all the information, all the weather, all the stuff you need to go fishing. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code for fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach in the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edgier. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262, website pacificedgetackle.com. And, hey, Pete, let me tell you, last week I mentioned that we got those new hookup baits in. I had people standing at the door before I got there that heard me mention that on the show, wanting to get their hookup bait. So you got a lot of listeners out there, buddy.
Yes, indeed. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next week.
You got it.
All right,
take care,
Mark,
guys.
Thanks, Mark. While we're waiting to wrap up our catchboard again, it was sponsored by Gamakatsu Live Bait Hooks. They drive the point home. Gamakatsu features the absolute perfect bends and ideal barb to allow your bait to swim harder and longer. And when they do fall victim to the intended predator, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success.
Indeed, and we have Sport Fishing Financial's Rick Jensen on the line. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Rick.
Good morning. What's going on?
Hey, pretty good fishing up and down the coast throughout Baja, starting again at Mag Bay. The fishing's been steady on a variety of species, including some good Sierra fishing inside the bay. Nothing really reported outside there this week, but we'll see what happens as the week comes up and weather settles down there. Up at Mulahay, there's a lot of bait spawning in the bay towards the end of the bay, and that's bringing in the Cabrilla, the Pargo, the Dog Tube Snapper. Lots of fat yellowtail around on the outside when the wind is down. And this is a good timing for the tournament that's coming up. They've got that local tournament, has a captain's meeting on February 3rd. So if you're interested and in the area want to do some yellowtail fishing in a tournament there at Mulahay, so take a look there and meet with them February 3rd at La Junga is the place for that meeting. Up at La Volcana, we haven't had a report there lately, but there's some smaller snapper around and yellowtail. So they're in decent numbers, and fishing sure to start turning on there. Good winter and early spring stuff starts to get going there nice, which is also happening up at Bahia Subcion. We had a local angler, John Alderson, just got back and had a couple slow down days, which we all know happens. And then as soon as he got home, Sherry Bondi's group at La Bufadora reported that the fishing turned right back on, and the good-sized yellowtail were there in the nicer weather. Cedros, Jeff says it's pretty windy out at the island, limits of wind and cold, and they're using a couple of days when the harbor was closed, so nobody was getting out there. Bay of L.A. and San Quintin kind of in the center. I think we had some wind pretty good this week, nothing much reported. But inside San Quintin, variety of different fish showing up inside, so people have been getting out into the bay, but not too much going on outside. Ensenada, yellow tail and nicer numbers this week reported roaming around inside the bay, and the decent bottom fishing continues and the calico as well. And then up at Gonzaga Bay, some of this wind and stuff cooled it down. Cooler weather continues, but there's still some smaller yellowtail and cabrilla for the guys that were poking around this week.
Wow.
Good fishing, dude.
Good fishing.
That's awesome.
Indeed, and lots to go on there. And Rick, of course, Sport Fishing Financial, your source for great information on this stock market's just crazy. And if you were with Rick and you had your money with Rick, you'd be making some serious dough right now, right, Rick?
It's kind of like bluefin fishing. Is it going to go on for 12 months or 13 months? It just keeps rolling along here. So
we don't know.
You know, everybody's a pro when things are like they are now. But we could we can make sure that in the long run, when things get a little bit more dicey, we can hold your hand and make sure you're in the right place. So
and that's the key about you and having the proper financial advice is when things do turn, and they do, just like fishing, they turn, right? You'll be positioned in the correct way, right?
Yeah, I don't know. the elusive Bitcoin and the albacore. You know, there's a lot of guesses.
Indeed. Well, I know
you're always to guess at this business, but as you guys know, there are pros in the fishing business. There's good, simple plans. And when it comes to fishing, as much as I get out there, I turn to the pros when I can and make sure my money is well spent and taken care of in the fishing business. So we'd like to see if we could help it. You know, Pete and guys, this year at the Fred Hall shows, I'm going to be running a special promotion through Accurate and CCA. So if you sign up for CCA, there'll be a little coupon there. And if we talk and you think I'm the right fit for you, there may be a nice little reel in your future as a gift as becoming a new client here during the shows.
That's going to be a great
one.
Of course, you'll be at both Fred Hall Long Beach and Fred Hall Del Mar, right?
I will be. I think I'm pretty close to your vicinity at Del Mar, and I'll be right near the Accurate booth there at the end of the aisle at Fred Hall Long Beach.
All right. Fantastic. In the meantime, if somebody wants to talk some financial advice and fishing, how do we find Sport Fishing Financial?
Always on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com and at the phone line, 949-697. Excuse me, my cell number. Here we go, 949-481-1807.
481-1807. Thanks, Rick. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Seaforth's missing in action. Marcos must be out getting a Rockhard Rick breakfast burrito or something.
I wouldn't blame him. Or he's so busy getting that half-day boat, he couldn't grab it to the phone. But I'm sure great fishing to be had at Seaforth. And, you know, like Tim was saying, there was lots of coverage out there, including some boats from Seaforth. So we'll look forward to catching up with those guys next week and getting a little wrap-up on what they did. Maybe if they find some good fishing, we can get Marcos to give us a call tomorrow.
There you go. All right. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Zach calling us from Solana Beach this morning. Hey, Zach, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
What's up, Zach?
Hey. So my question is, I've fished the Kamloops Colonette area a couple times. Hey, I was wondering, do you guys ever look or find bluefin around that area?
Outside there, absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty close, you know. I mean, the 1,000-fathom curve is only 10, 12 miles off the beach out there at Colonette. So, yes, is the answer to your question. As a matter of fact, I know a couple of the guys today, they were going to start in along the coast in their right in that zone, Colnet, Kamloo, and try for a few bottom fish, look around for yellowtail, and if they find them, they're going to give it 2-3 hours there and then head offshore directly outside there looking for bluefin.
Cool.
Exactly.
All right. And we'll see if they catch, if they connect, you'll run another trip this week.
Yeah, and I know that Colnet high spot, those guys back, and it wasn't that long ago, a month ago or so, they were actually catching those bluefin on the anchor there. On the anchor and drifting around there. Yeah, it was right there mixed in with the yellowtail.
Drop to the bottom, catch a red, fly line of bait on the surface, catch a tuna.
Exactly. Or fly line of bait and get a red.
Yellow, yo-yo a jig, you might catch a red, a yellow, or a bluefin on the same drop.
Such exactly. A fun place to fish. How far is that from San Diego?
About 110 miles. Yeah, a little less than that, but it's real, you know, easily accessible.
Yeah.
The place is really productive. Boy, the last few years, that place has just been incredible. What the consistency with both those zones, you know, between Kamloops, between Colonette, incredible.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Zach.
Gary in Lawndale, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Gary? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Tim, Pete, and Rick.
What's up, Gary?
Good to hear you guys today. I just wanted to state my unverifiable statistics that albacore always return on Republican years. that's my thing. And Tim, how do you make everything such a turnkey operation, no matter the length of the trip or the departure location? And my favorite trip is 10 days.
You know, I have to say that there's been a lot of elbow grease that's gone into that, and experience definitely plays a big part. I think that we've done a lot of learning along the way, and, you know, a lot of heart goes into it, too. You know, when you pay attention to details, I think that the result is it's good about, you know, 99% of the time. So that I don't want to break my arm trying to pat myself on the back here, but... You know, it's not a one-man band, that's for sure. All of us contribute to the success of the operation, beginning with Tracy in the office. She is absolutely she's the keystone to the whole thing. And then, you know, between my efforts, Captain Brian Sims, Randy, all of us together keep
that.
Don't
forget Paul.
Paul, oh, yeah, I mean, our crew, Paul, Blake, Drew, the whole gang on there, Diego, Adriel, everybody, you know, they contribute. They make
fantastic
large contributions. The guys in the galley, you know, Cameron, Alex, Nestor, everybody does their part to make sure that operation maintains its professional the professionalism is maintained from, you know, the time you make a phone call to the time you drive away, you know, tying in the whole fisherman's processing element. You know, when you return, obviously we're closely connected with them, and that Randy and I are 50% owners. We make sure that everybody who fishes on Royal Star has a professional experience from the time they make that phone call, connect with Tracy, to the time they drive away with that fish packed in the coolers, driving away from fisherman's processing. That's what we're about, and it's what we aspired to when we bought Royal Star in 1996, and it's something that we've developed and maintained over time, thank goodness.
I think it was very well said, and Gary made a great point. He said, how do you make it so turnkey? And fisherman's processing was like the final step in that. You know, you make it so turnkey because you guys are involved in every step of that process.
Exactly.
You are the reservation.
Gary likes hauling fish on the concrete. I just love watching that fish come off the boat right into ice and then pick it up in little bags that afternoon.
It's a huge point of pride.
I think I could sum it up with one word. It's called pride.
You took it right out of my mouth. I was just saying it's a huge point of pride for us. It really is. Like that whole fisherman's processing component. I used to sit there back in the good old days and watch everybody dragging fish around up there. And, you know, like the thrill of that, especially if you're a seasoned long ranger, you know, the thrill of that wears off after a few trips. Like at the end of the trip, like, oh my gosh, I got to deal with that whole,
here we go.
That whole side of things. And the fact that, you know, and I pined on it and schemed over the years ways that I could eliminate that for our anglers. And in doing so, I can't tell you how stoked I am when an angler, you know, we take their order right there on board. At the end of the trip, as the boat's steaming up the line, we sit down, we fill out those order forms. So an angler, if they choose to, literally now, they grab their gear, they walk off the boat, put it in their car, and drive away. That's it. And that fish is in, you know, it's in professional hands. It comes off the boat. It's weighed right there on board, goes into a tote with seawater and ice for transport to the shop that's only a mile, it's a little more than a mile away. And, you know, that to me was the ultimate end to our angler's experience, in that they don't, you know, they...
You're done.
You're out of there.
Yeah,
exactly.
For
you know,
sure.
If you want to hang around, you want to watch the show, you want to watch those totes full of fish, you know, get wheeled up the top of the dock, more power to you, because there's some fun in that, as long as you don't have to deal with
it. Yeah, exactly.
Somebody else is pushing that
and
tote up the dock.
And you put your order on the boat, man. You just like, you don't even have to talk to Sean at the top.
Exactly.
Of the dock.
It just streamlines the whole experience, you know, and that what that ends up translating into is faster turn times for the product at the shop too. If you're having your product processed same day, which a lot of our anglers choose to, that cuts off 30 minutes, cuts off 45 minutes of the process. Everything's already done, so you know, when we get in, it's a matter of just getting the gear off the boat. We have that boat against the main pier, 15, 20 minutes later, fish coming off, bang, bang, boom, you're out of there. That's the idea.
Gary, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, hey, jumping right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Bruce. He's calling from Lemon Grove this morning. What's up, Bruce? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. My question is for Tim. What improvements do you plan on doing on the boat this year?
We'll find out. I mean, we've got some mechanical improvements. We've got some cosmetic improvements. Our maintenance period is generally from the middle of March through the end of April or middle of April. And we've got some mechanical stuff in the list. You know, I can tell you without going into the nuts and bolts of it, our maintenance philosophy on the boat, and I learned this from my predecessor, my mentor, Mr. Lopresti, who's also my partner now in Fisherman's Landing. You know, you have to maintain that boat. You have to be have a preventative maintenance philosophy, and the boat, you're always making improvements, and by doing so, that boat stays ahead of the curve. But honestly, that boat, like Royal Star, using it as an example, it's a better boat today than it was the day it was launched.
Wow.
By far. Its capabilities, its systems, you know, we identify things throughout the course of the year that you know, they're either not performing up to standard, or if they start causing a maintenance problem, it's something you make that improvement on, so you know, you eliminate it for the future. Our RSW system is five times what it was, you know, when we started RSW back in 2004. I mean, I could just go on and on, but we're always improving. You know, it's not enough to just have your boat status quo, just leave it like it is and wait for something to break. You have to be ahead of that curve. And you know, that goes back again to Brian, Captain Brian Sims, Captain Randy Sant, myself, we have a very our maintenance philosophy is identical. We're always looking for something, some way to improve the boat mechanically, improve the boat cosmetically. So, you know, we compile our list during the year and we spend that time during maintenance making those improvements, making those adjustments ourselves.
And so, that would be true with any boat, really. A boat well taken care of is a better boat than when it started.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, I mean that if you're a good boat owner, you are making those improvements, and your boat should actually it should get better over time. Yeah. It shouldn't get worse.
And you run almost every day.
Always.
So you know exactly what's, you know, every square inch of that boat, I'll bet.
Believe it or not, you get a feel for it too. Yeah. You really do. And even on the smaller boats, you know, I mean, there's so many integrated mechanical systems that are there. You can feel it, man. You can feel when your boat's running right. When we put those Caterpillar engines in the boat, you know, we had some issues with the prior engines that we had in, but we put those Caterpillar engines in the boat. I swear to God, it was like,
happy again.
Yeah. I could feel it in my bones, in my core. We were driving down the harbor. I was like, the world is right again. And, you know,
that's
from
right.
That day on, I said we have so much confidence in that machinery. Oh.
And how cool just for your passengers knowing that, you know, the whoever's operating the boat on their particular trip, whether it's you or Brian or Andy or Paul or whoever, that literally every nut and bolt and wire and hose and everything that's on that boat has been touched by you guys. And at
that's
this right. point, has darn near been designed and touched and fabricated by you guys.
There's only one system on that boat, the steering system, that's original issue that wasn't created or, you know,
yeah.
It wasn't fabricated, installed by us. Everything else we have over the course of, I mean, this is, let's see, 1990, there's 21 years
wow.
since Randy and I have been on. I've been on the boat since 1992, so
wow.
literally every single system on that boat has been either redesigned, serviced, something, you know, it has our fingerprints on it. And we're real, you know, I mean, we're hands-on. That's
yeah.
again, the success of our operation is because of the fact that we do everything, or we have a part in everything that goes on there.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more phone calls, more great info with Captain Tim. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more. It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at independentsportfishing.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate favorite fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. The only line open right now is that toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom, but also an opportunity to get in the mix for a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. We're going to talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Two questions. Number one, Rick, you going to put some wings on that banana flyer you're going to rig up?
It's going to happen, man. Those things give us a shot.
You could talk to Corey about pouring one for you.
There you go. The artificial, yeah.
No, it's got to be a banana, buddy. It's got to be a banana.
Yeah, I agree.
Hey, the real question is hooks. Why do manufacturers have actually what appears to be different sizes for like a 2-aught, a 3-aught, a 5-aught, et cetera?
You know, I mean, there is no, it's just a manufacturing, there is no rule, like there's no standard that one manufacturer has to follow, and I couldn't tell you, Don, unfortunately.
There's no industry standard.
There is not,
2-aught has to be X, and because you're right, Don, every hook manufacturer is different, and every hook is different.
Totally.
I mean, there's different styles of hooks that are different sizes, so a 2-0 and a live bait hook may be totally different than a 2-0 and some other style of hook, and
a Mustad number 2 circle hook, you couldn't hardly put a bait on there, and an owner 2-0 is, was too big to weigh a bait down. You know, you get a nice medium-sized Gamakatsu 2-0 hook, that's the right size for a sardine. So when Pete says, hey, I like to fish that Nautilus 2-0, that doesn't necessarily transfer to a different hook brand. You're totally right. So your best bet is to, follow a good rule. Go to a good tackle store that's got appropriate selection where they're not trying to sell you just the one thing they have. Talk to the crew of the boat. You know, I mean, the beauty of, and I don't just say this for fisherman's landing reasons. I mean, all the, good landings would be the same way. But, and always, utilize that crew opinion because it's not just the hook size. I mean, the bait changes all the time. And the hook manufacturer is different all the time. I guarantee you, and it's not just on Royal Star or just on, a boat at a fisherman's. If you open up your box and say, hey, man, this is what I got. You think I need anything special? The guys on the boat know what the bait was the trip before there, and they're going to make you a recommendation. But to answer your question, yeah, there is no standard, and you're absolutely right. It can be confusing. One hook by one size is definitely not necessarily the same thing by another manufacturer.
Indeed. Thanks a lot for the call, Don.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Brooks. Brooks is calling us from Costa Mesa this morning. What's up, Brooks? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey, morning. Hey,
Brooks.
How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing great, man. Glad to hear you. What's going on?
I was just calling to say thanks for that trip to Guadalupe. I did pretty darn good.
Brooks Brown was on fire on the Guadalupe trip. But you also got, you got to see the best and you got to see the best of the place, and it really was a great representation of how that fishing is out there. I mean, it's just one of those things that you can fish for 2 days and not get a bite, and then you go hotter than fire, man, just one after another.
And what time of the year was that?
We actually, that was that trip in December.
December.
Yeah, which, whatever right reason, conventional wisdom says that that's too late to fish out there, but it's not. Year in, year out, that fishing gets good. as the season unfolds, you know, and the big benefit, of course, is the you know, the tax man. He has a tendency to be a little less aggressive
at
that
nice.
Time of year. You know, you go from like the 60% to 70% into the, you know, you drop into the lower bracket, into the, you know, the 15% to 20% bracket.
It's the best time to be in the low tax bracket.
Yeah. You know what? My question is, you guys are always talking about tackle gear and everything for going out fishing, but I never hear you guys talking about an important item for boats is hoses, you know, to get you out there. You got to have hoses for your boat, you know, and it just so happens, you know, I know a guy who owns a hose store.
Well, I have to give you credit. There is a lot of hose involved in boats, you know, be it oil lines, fuel lines, you know, water lines, whatever. So there you go.
Probably
good plug.
A mile on each boat.
Yeah, good plug, Brooks. Mesa Hose.
Yeah, I know. Costa Mesa Hose is my favorite spot.
Yeah, me too.
We're here Tuesday through Saturday, gentlemen. So you guys, everybody have a great trip. And seriously, the Royal Star is a blast. I had a great time with the people on the boat. It was one of the friendliest trips I was on, and I want to thank you. And I have a lot of people killing me to get that tuna jerky, but I unless you got elk or deer, you're not getting it.
There you go. That's a good trade then, for sure.
All right, guys, you take care. Everybody have fun out there fishing.
Hey, right, bro, you too. Good morning.
Call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up for the first time all morning, 858-457-1090.
How about next up, we talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from downtown this morning. What's up, Jim? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Jim.
Gentlemen, hope all's well. My question is for all three of you.
Here we
anyway,
go.
Tim, how does the fuel increase affect the fleet? Is everybody chasing around? And also for Pete and Rick, I heard that they're dredging Mission Bay. Any knowledge on that?
Fuel cost is fuel cost. You know, I mean, it doesn't affect you as far as where you're going to go, and it affects the boat's bottom line, but you know, it at some point you hope it doesn't go so high that it then necessitates any kind of surcharge. But I think that most of our operations, you know, most of our we've got it priced in. But as far as the cost affecting where the trip goes or what the trip does, it's not going to. We, you know, the fuel to us is built in. We'll do whatever it takes to put a catch of fish on the boat. I don't even think about it. Like, once the boat goes away from the dock,
cost of doing business.
That's exactly right. And you know, I heard from very reliable mentors again at an early age, you know, you should not be thinking about the amount of fuel you're using once the boat, you know, drives away from the dock. It doesn't
factor
into
it. That's not the boat you want to ride if they're worried about how much fuel they're burning.
That's right. Push them forward and go where you need to go to put a catch of fish on the boat. That's first and foremost.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's a guy that feels that same philosophy. We know because he'll go wherever.
Way farther than he probably should.
Yeah. Captain Ryan Boschian from the San Diego. Morning, Ryan.
Morning, Pete. Morning, Rick. Morning, Tim. Yeah, listening to that last caller there, we have some three-quarter day fuel burns in the last couple of years that are amazing.
Records.
Almost seem impossible.
Yeah. Probably what the boat has burned in a week in previous trips on a day.
And it was worth it.
Yeah, we've had some trips in the last couple of years where we're looking up the backside of San Clemente Island. On a
three-quarter day
trip.
Wow.
On a three-quarter day trip, and I look around, and I see the Liberty. I see the Mission Bell. I mean, Tim's right. Everyone, once we leave the dock, we don't think about fuel at all. So I just wanted to call you guys and let you know that we are going to start fishing next Saturday. February 3rd is going to be the kickoff of our season. We're going to start out at the Coronado Islands looking for yellowtail. As the last couple of years have shown, those bluefin tuna could show up right outside the island anytime. So we'll be keeping an eye on that as well. I know there's some yellowtail on kelps, but we are going to kick off our season next Saturday, and the boat is online every single day after that.
The cool thing about having the San Diego back online is Ryan knows how to find the fish.
Yeah, no doubt, but
yeah.
I was just going to say, if they're out there to be found, they are going to be.
Yeah.
And rest assured that we're going to get the Liberty right up online, and those guys are going to be working hand in hand to be on the fish and stay on the fish. So I'm stoked
That's
to hear it, man. You guys get out there and find them.
That's great, Ryan.
About it. So if somebody wants a book on the trip, book a trip on the San Diego, three-quarter day starting 1 week from today, Captain Ryan Boschian on the San Diego, how do we do it?
Call Seaforth Sport Fishing at 619-224-3383. You can make a reservation that way. You can also do all the social media stuff, book through our website, book through Facebook. You can check our reports out on Instagram and a lot of different ways to book a trip. Probably the easiest way is just call Seaforth Sport Fishing
there's a lot of true professionals down there that can get you set up with the right gear to bring, and hope to see you on the boat.
All right. Fantastic. Good news that you're back in gear on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing three-quarter day trips starting next Saturday, Ryan. And we'll look forward to some reports from you on the boat.
Yeah.
Yes, I will call you guys every weekend. And, of course, we put up fish reports every single day. So check us out online.
All right.
Thanks,
Thanks, Ryan. Nice talking to you.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Bob, who's called us from Simi Valley this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. My question is for Tim. Tim, I do long-range fishing, and oftentimes I'll come home with anywhere from 10 to 15 tuna, and, of course, they're bigger fish. So I'll have about half of them processed at Fisherman's Process. But the other half, I really love trading for cans because we really like that canned albacore that you had down there. Now, that's not available now, that option. So my question is there any effort being made to reinstate a can option?
Well, you know, there are cans available there at Fisherman's Processing, the custom can product. And I heard through the grapevine that the other guys are looking into getting a custom can product going also. That would be your canning option as far as any kind of trading goes. You know, that's actually our fish. It's sport caught fish, and we loin it out and send it up to an independent cannery up in Washington and have them can our fish. So that now is what your canned option will be, unless you want to turn it into a home canner, which that's a great option too. It's a little bit of work, but it's well worth it.
Yeah. So this is sport caught fish in these cans that can only be sold as sport caught fish.
It can't
be sold.
Yeah, it can't be sold. It's a processing.
It's a processing.
Yeah.
So X number of pounds, you get a can.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you pay a fee for the process.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's your canning option there. Hope that it makes sense, and it's a good product too.
Oh, it's incredible. It's once cooked, hand packed, once cooked. Got several different formulas. They've got it in. They call it natural, but that's just like spring water. They have it in the olive oil, which is phenomenal. It's everything that we have at the processing place now is yellowfin tuna because that's all we've been catching, and we haven't really, you know, you just don't get enough volume of bluefin to really warrant, and we don't find many anglers want to trade their bluefin for cans anywhere or have their bluefin can. But when, here we go again, when the albacore come back, we're going to have albacore to offer its canned product also.
That'd be cool.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090.
Rob in La Jolla, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in there with us, Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, guys. My question is, well, I've got two of them, and I also wanted to know, is that Shotgun Tom does your intro?
That is Shotgun Tom, the legendary Shotgun Tom.
I thought I recognized that voice. I love that guy.
Yeah, we're fortunate that he's good friends with our production director, the legendary Frank Anthony, and he does that for us as a special service.
All right. Hey, and by the way, have you seen that beehive in the parking lot at the Seaforth parking lot?
No.
There's a wild beehive right next to the dumpsters, the first tree to the left toward the street. And this thing's been there over a month, and it's getting huge. It's really kind of cool, a little bit of nature right here in the city.
Well, that's John Yamani's private stash of honey.
Yeah. I'm just going to say. There you go.
Maybe that's
there
why Marcos didn't make it on the catch port today.
Yeah, my question for Tim is, I was curious how much it runs for the Mazatlan trip, and for those or maybe somebody, you know, because when we were kids, we used to go get the Mexican consulate and go get a visa, and then we'd driven down to Cabo and surfed and fished the whole way down. I wonder if that's still available.
What, the visas from the Mexican consulate? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure,
yeah.
They are.
If you don't have,
you can actually do it online now.
Yeah,
too.
You can get them online. But the Mazatlan trip, I want to say, is it $27.25?
Mm-hmm.
I think is the cost. Basically, we just took a cost of a long trip and cut it in half because of the fishing time is the same. You know, as far as a long trip, so whatever, we just cut it in half and there's the price. The permits, visas, everything is included.
Everything's
in that price.
Included,
yeah,
in that price.
That's all inclusive.
Yeah.
Way cool.
All right.
And just like everything else, all you need to do is show up with your, you know, talk to Tracy, have your passport in hand, which you needed to fly down there anyways, and away you go.
Exactly. Bag of clothes, and you're ready to rock.
Yeah, and again, Mazatlan offers two different options for flying into Mazatlan, multiple flights out of Tijuana via the cross-border express bridge, which is just amazing.
And phenomenal. So cheap. And so, oh, my gosh.
You can fly down there for, like, less than $200 round trip.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Like, easily.
Yeah. And then the other option is Alaska Airlines out of LAX.
Yep.
Yeah. And they have regular nonstops out of there.
I'll tell you, if not this year coming up, the following year, I'll do this forever. Because that's the thing. Like Tim was saying, it's just the amount of time. Nothing for me will replace an opportunity to be at sea on Royal Star for 15 days. We do our Let's Talk Hookup trip every year. It's my favorite. But I just don't, you know, through work, I don't have the option of doing multiple long-range trips a year. Well, this now gives you that option. You're going to get, you know, multiple shots at big fish fishing.
If you're a big fish guy, this is the way to get your short.
Exactly.
What I want to do next year is I want to figure out a way to do a couple days at El Salto, which is just, you know, that's
right
that
there.
Exact same right. zone. Geronimo's big on that, and as is Juan and a bunch of our buddies down there. I want to do a couple days at El Salto, go back to El Cid, hang out for a day, and then hop on the Royal Star and go do a big tuna trip.
Yeah,
there.
It certainly could be a deal. Maybe we
Easily.
Have to talk to Cass about packaging that.
There you
up.
Go.
Yeah.
I get it.
What an idea.
Right?
Yeah.
Sign me up for that one.
All right. 858. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. 858-457-1090 just opened up. Also, one line open at 877-792-1090. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Tim. Win a pair of World Cup Maui Jim sunglasses. There's your chance. Hey, you know, this weekend is the Crossroads of the West Gun Show in Costa Mesa, and our buddy Don from Anza Knives is there today and tomorrow. Go by and check out Don and check out those amazing Anza knives. They're not only a work of art, but they are very functional beyond any fillet knife I've ever used in my life.
Quality goes a long way.
Yeah,
dude makes some serious
sure.
knives, for
so,
sure.
Go say hi to Don there at the Crossroads of West Gun Show in Costa Mesa today and tomorrow.
All right, Joe in San Diego, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
love the show. I've got a question for Tim and you all. I'm a local three-quarter day offshore fisherman. My longest trip to date has been about a day and a half. I'm aspiring to do a 10-day trip. What do you recommend I do to prepare for the 10-day trip?
Well, I think you've got a lot of preparation of late here on these three-quarter days, seeing as how they're catching even 100-pound bluefin and everything else on them over the past year. It's crazy. But as far as preparation, you know, do your research. I'm not going to give Rick a plug here, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. As far as the tackle goes, go down and talk to Ricky there and talk to those guys. They can really set you right as far as what tackle you need to prepare for that voyage. They're not going to load you down with a bunch of stuff you don't need. But the 10-day, the variety is you know, on those trips is so it's so extensive. You really have to prepare for anything and everything. I mean, a 10-day trip in October, in November, you may catch anything from school-sized 12, 15-pound tuna on the ridge to 200, 300-pound tuna
Seriously.
On the lower banks to wahoo out at Alejos Rocks to, you know, who knows, bluefin coming and going, you know, above Bonitas. You just, the variety, the yellowtail along the beach somewhere, the variety list is just, you know, it pretty much everything that swims along the coast of southern Baja, northern Baja at that time of year is in your sights.
I think it's the coolest trip that you do. You could literally catch everything. I mean, groupers, dorados, tunas, marlin, everything. Everything that swims on our coast is a shot on a 10-day trip in the fall. It's
yeah,
the coolest trip there is.
It pretty much is, and that is the objective on those trips. It's variety. It's, you know, sufficient quantity, quality. You're trying to mix and match, making a trip that features all of the above.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Dave and Torrance, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Dave.
Thanks for joining us,
Good morning.
Dave.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
This question's for Tim or whoever wants to chime in, but it's the old adage question of type of a spectra to mono knots you would use on the Star. You know, the last time I've been on a significant trip was back in 2000. Prior to that, I used to do a lot of 10, 14-day fly down, fly backs back when the qualifier 105 used to do them. I fished on the Star on a few five-day trips. So I'm still on that uni, you know, spinny, a worm knot, Tony Pena with the uni. What is it that you guys are comfortable with that you like to use, or is it one of those what you tie best?
You're talking about the connection between the spectra
yes.
and the leader?
Yes.
Well, you know, I have to say that the go-to knot that we've been using is that I think it's the Bob Sands knot. It's the one where you go down, you know, you tie a uni on the top with the mono and then down 10 times and back up 10 times. Is that what it is? That's the Bob Sands knot? We've used that, and man, that thing is so reliable. I have to say, you know, aside from, I'd say the only drawback is when it goes through the guides. If you're using a shorter leader, you know, 10 or 12 feet of either either fluorocarbon or mono. You know, sometimes it'll snag up on the guides as it's going through. But otherwise, as far as strength goes, that thing is, I mean, it's as good as any connection I know. It just doesn't break. And I mean, we've used it so much fishing those bluefin, fishing that bigger yellowfin out of Guadalupe this year. Talk about the proving grounds. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Pulling on those things like we have been, you know, battling the tax man out there. Those things are unbelievably reliable. They just flat don't break. And again, I would say that's about what we use 9 out of 10 times.
I would say for us in the shop, our go-to knot is that John Collins knot. It's like our default knot. And I was always, my impression of it was, oh, this is perfect for local fishing where you're not going to be super stressing on really, really big fish. And right. I tie it for all my 60-pound and everything. And then on our last Royal Star trip, on you know our last Let's Talk Hookup trip, Brandon, who I work with in the tackle store, that's all he uses, period. You know, with success with fish, you know, 260 pounds and bigger. I just didn't have the confidence that I had, you know, in real big fish with it because it's just too small and too easy. I will never not tie that knot again for anything. I watched it, you know, in 100 pound with the most stress that one could ever put on it. And I think a lot of it goes down to exactly what you said, Dave, is if it's a good connection that's tied appropriately, it's always going to work. And if it's a great connection that's tied poorly, it's never going
to
work.
And so, then there's a Sato crimp, which if you have the time to put that together, is certainly easy through the guides and pretty foolproof if it's done right.
Same,
yeah,
same
it
exactly.
Works great.
Yeah.
It does. It works great.
It's
I
so
think
seamless.
On the yeah, but you know the advantage of twisting up the knot. Either the Johns Collins, that was the other one I was going to say. I mean, yeah. As far as I'm concerned, those two are equal, you know,
yeah.
Just no matter which one
yep,
you like
exactly.
to tie. But the beauty of that knot is on the fly. I mean, you whip that thing out in, you know, what,
seconds.
15 seconds,
yeah.
Something like that, as opposed
about
to...
About as simple as it gets.
Yeah, and, you know, the crimping, it's great. It's a reliable connection. I really like the fact that it passes through the guide so smoothly, but it's a meticulous process,
yes.
Man. You
Takes
really
time.
Have to, you know, you got to make sure that everything...
But that's part of the fun, playing with your gear.
Some of it is.
Yeah.
Especially when you're traveling up and down.
Exactly.
Exactly. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Dave. Appreciate that. You know, today, tomorrow, the San Diego Sun Road Marina Boat Show is happening, and go see our buddies... Pete and Mike at Kustler Yachts down there. They've got the regulators and several other boats down there. That's going on today and tomorrow right there across from the San Diego Airport on Harbor Island. Go check it out.
All right. Hey, let's jump back into the phones and talk to George. Caught us from Cerritos. Good morning, George. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
What's up, George?
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, I have never really gone fishing. I mean, that's not true. I've gone fishing once. Couple times before, but I wanted to take my family out, and I know jack about fishing and hooks and everything else. I don't have any of the equipment, and I'm wondering what's the best way to get around to doing that.
Tim?
Okay, so I think that first thing, the dolphin out of Fisherman's Landing there has is it Sunday that the kids fish for free with an adult? I want to say it's Sunday or Monday the kids fish free with an adult. It is fantastic.
Okay.
Those kids, and I see those, you know, my son goes on a boat all the time, and I see those trips go out. I've been out on a couple. They are so much fun. There's like, I don't know, on average, 10, 15 kids on the boat
yeah.
on those trips. It really, they've done an incredible job of recruiting new anglers into the fishery, but providing that opportunity for the family to go out, you know, and it makes a big difference, you know. It doesn't hit as quite as hard in the wallet when you can bring your kid along for free on those days. That would
rent the gear right at the landing.
Exactly. You can rent the gear right there at Fisherman's Landing. That would be my advice as a starter trip. You know, take the kids out.
Okay.
And just the fact that there's other kids on the boat, it's only for a half day. You know, it's
6 hours?
Yeah, 6:30 in the morning to noon or 12:30 and same thing in the afternoon till 1 to 6 or
That's 1 to 6:30.
But the fact that the other kids are on the boat, the kids have a great time. You know, they run around, smash the bait, and feed the birds and all that. But they catch a few fish, too. The crew on the boat's just great.
And the other thing I'd recommend to you, George, too, especially being the first trip, is, you know, weather forecasting is so good these days. Pick the right day.
You bet.
Make sure that the marine forecast is for light winds, light and variable winds, 10 knots or less. You'll have a beautiful day. This time of the year, you go out and see whales even.
Yep.
It'd be a good call for you. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky angler's got himself a brand new pair of Maui Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial.
I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The San Diego Sun Road Marina Boat Show returns to the Sun Road Resort Marina this Thursday through Sunday, January 25th through 28th. If you are a boater, don't miss this event. Check out the latest new sailboats and motor yachts at our in-water display, nautical services and products, trailerable fishing and ski boats, free boating seminars, boat rides for kids and adults, great food and more. Lots of fun for real boaters. The San Diego Sun Road Marina Boat Show. For information, go to BigBayBoatShow.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner of those brand new Maui Jim World Cup sunglasses is going to Bob in Simi Valley. Bob, congratulations. You are going to love those Maui Jims.
Indeed. And you have an update on the kids fishing out of the dolphin out of Fisherman's Landing.
Every Sunday. Come on down tomorrow. It's a kids-free day, like Pete says. Very good call to check the weather. And, every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Every kid fishes free with a paid adult.
You got it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a deal.
Fly call tomorrow. Light and variable.
Yeah, there you go.
Just saying.
Just saying. All right, Tim. Well, if somebody wants to ride the Royal Star, how do we do it?
Give us a jingle, 619-224-4764 or RoyalStarSportFishing.com. Online you can book. But I'd encourage you to give me a call. You know, I'd love talking.
You'll be in the office this week?
Yeah, myself, Brian, one of us is almost always around. If I'm not there, I'll give you a call back. Tracy takes the message. Tracy loves talking fishing too, but needless to say, she usually defers to the experts. But I would encourage you to give us a call.
Wait a minute. She's an expert.
I know. She's an expert at
everything.
At everything, exactly. Yeah. But when it comes to fishing, we might have a leg up on her. Yeah. Anyway. Love to talk to you guys. Love to talk fishing, talk shop. Anytime, give us a jingle, 619-224-4764. Thanks to all Royal Star anglers. It's really our pleasure to be here and provide the platform for you guys to go out and live your dream, fish your dream. And follow us along, RoyalStarSportFishing.com. We'll get those daily reports up there every day. Pictures, reports. I guess, though, the satellite connections have been, they've been giving us a little grief here of late. But anyway, we're out there. We'll send those reports and pictures. Follow us along. And, again, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. And look forward to going fishing with you very, very soon. And look forward to having you back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks to Teddy on the other side of the glass.
Great job.
Filling in for Adam today. Yeah, great job. Adam's going to be posting those archives probably tomorrow morning. So if you're missing the archives today, they'll be up by tomorrow morning. Adam had other things to do today, but thanks to Teddy for filling in. Tomorrow morning, Captain Al Clowers, Bay Bass Guide Extraordinaire. Al will be in here. He loves taking kids fishing. We'll be talking kids fishing, bay fishing, and more tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We'll see you back here on the Mighty 1090.